This is De Bello Gallico 1.7, so book 1, chapter 7, and we're going to do the first 26 units, sense units of this chapter. The very first unit, though, it says when it was announced. So the it, he's going to tell you what the it is, but he also is referring back to the last chapter when he said at the very end of the chapter that they had set a date, March the 28th of 58 BCE, to all meet together on the bank of the Rhone and set out. So that's the it. All right, so cum id nuntiatum esset, when this was announced. Caesari, to Caesar, that eius conare facere iter, that they were trying to make a journey. That they were attempting to make a trip. Maturat proficisci. He hurries to set out. Ab urbe, from the city. All right, and he doesn't mention which city, but of course it's Rome. If there is not a city name around it and it just says from the city, we are talking Rome, the only city that really mattered. he would have been in the vicinity of Rome, just preparing for his governorship. But through informants, through his spy network, he finds out about this and he immediately hurries to set out from the city. Et quam maximus itineribus potest, and with the greatest journeys he can. So this would be like forced marches, like going as fast as he can. It says, although Caesar was known for traveling especially speedily, Plutarch tells us that this trip took 8 days, so about 90 miles a day. That is a lot. These would be forced marches, and sometimes they would march for 24 hours. So this was very hard work, getting into Gaul as fast as he could. And that's where he's going. In Gallium ulteriorem contendit, he hurries into further Gaul. So we didn't have Cisalpine Gaul. Cisalpine Gaul would be on the Roman side, on this side of the Alps, and Transalpine Gaul is across the Alps. So that would be further Gaul, is what a lot of people call that. So he hurries into further Gaul, et ad Genuam pervenit, and he reaches, arrives at Geneva. Okay, the Geneva where that bridge was. Provinciae toti imperat. He orders of the whole province. You could say from the whole province. Quam maximum militum potest. So he orders the greatest number of soldiers he can. Right? Why? Erat omnino legio una. There was only one legion in Gallia ulteriore, in further Gaul. So just to give you kind of numbers, at that point, a legion would have been around 4,500 to 4,800 men. So less than 5,000, and that's all that's there. And the Helvetians, it's not just the Helvetians, it's the Rauraci and the Tullingi and the Boios and the Latobriges and possibly the Allobroges helping them. And so definitely Caesar needed more troops, and so he's mustering as he goes. Ubit pontem riscendi, he orders the bridge to be torn down. Qui erat ad Genuam, which was at Geneva, the one that stretches out towards the Helvetians. Ubi Helvetii facti sunt certiores, when the Helvetians were made more certain. Okay, kind of a weird phrase, but it's a way to say when the Helvetians were informed. De adventu eius, concerning his arrival. Mittunt legatos nobilissimos qui vitates. Now you could say the most noble, they send the most noble ambassadors of the state. You could also say they send the most noble men of the state as ambassadors. Either way will work. And where do they send them? Ad eum, to him. Principem locum cuius legationes, the chief position of which embassy, Nammius et Veru Clotius obtinebant. So Veru Clotius and Nammius were the leaders of this group. Qui dicerent? You could translate this as who were saying, but really this is a relative clause of purpose. So why were they there? To say. That would be fine too. To say what? Sibi esse in animo, that it was in mind for them. Okay. It was in mind for them. Sine ullo maleficio, without any mischief. Facere iter per provinciam, to make a journey through the province, because, propteria quod, nullum aliud iter haberet. All right, so we know that this is a lie, because they're saying because they had no other route. Okay, so here's why in that last chapter Caesar said, look, there were only two routes. So they're telling him that there's only one route, because they don't want to take the other one. Okay.